Good morning. My name is Celeste, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the Quarterly Analyst Relations Conference Call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question-and-answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. Thank you. Mr. Yavorsky, you may begin your conference.
Thank you, Celeste, and welcome everyone, and thanks for attending our first quarterly call of 2008. I have with me today online Allison Fletcher from our vendor relations team, and I only say that now, so as we get to a question and answer period, many of you have any Q&A in regards to vendor relations policies or the copyright and quote policy, Allison will be around to help handle those questions. I really wanted to talk to y'all really about two things today, let you know a couple of the activities that we'll be working on over the next month or two here in regards to the AR community, give you guys an update on that, but also take some time to make sure that you guys have an opportunity to give us some feedback on what we might be doing. And those two topics are, first, our AR forums at our Spring Symposium this year in Las Vegas on April 8th and in Barcelona on May 14th. So I'll talk about that in 1 second. And then give you guys a preview and solicit some feedback in a couple different venues for our product roadmap for our analyst relations product. We'll be doing a new release of the AR product in Q3 of this year, so that's calendar Q3. And I want to let you guys know what we're doing to gather feedback, what we've heard from some of you already on that, and make sure you guys know how you can participate in that product development process. First, going back to the Spring AR Forum, we have a proposed agenda right now that I want to let everyone know about. This is based off of a lot of the feedback that we've got from you guys from both AR Forums last year at Spring and Fall Symposia. So we have a proposed agenda right now. I will lay it out there. Hopefully this will meet what you guys are looking for as you come to these events. You know, if it's not, if it's the other ideas that you guys want to make sure that we cover during these events, you know, please let us know. I'll be giving everyone kind of an email address where you can give us feedback both in the AR forum and the product roadmap later on. At this point, our proposed agenda is as follows. We will have Peter Sondergaard, our head of research, coming and giving a short presentation and hosting, you know, hopefully a fairly suitable time period of question and answer for you. One of the things we have heard loud and clear is, you know, give you guys more opportunity for that dialogue back and forth, and Peter will be there leading that at the beginning. We're also going to be bringing in a third-party speaker to talk about some topics of interest in the marketplace. We're still narrowing down exactly what we're going to be doing there. When you see the final invitation go out, you'll know exactly what we're doing there. Again, we heard from you all that you guys wanted to you know, hear from some other folks as well on what's going on in the marketplace. And then hopefully we are looking forward to having a panel discussion with some of you folks on the stage talking about where you see the future of the AR profession going, you know, how you guys are doing your jobs, how you need to work with companies like Gartner going forward. So hopefully it'll be an interactive discussion. We will make sure that there's plenty of time for Q&A in both of these sessions, both after each speaker, but also at the end, to make sure that you guys have an opportunity to interact with the Gartner leadership team that will be there. So again, those are both scheduled for Las Vegas on April 8th, for Barcelona on May 14th. If you haven't received the invitation for that, please reach out to us, and we will make sure that's forwarded out to you. We'd love to see you guys there. Again, if there are any other topics or any clarification on that agenda that you guys would like to see, please do let us know. We still have some flexibility right now to change and modify that agenda if there is you know, broad consensus about wanting to move in a different direction. Let me stop right there. I've talked a little bit about you guys being able to send us feedback. I'll also make this sure this email address gets posted to our vendor relations website. But if you have feedback on this topic or get on the product roadmap in a second, please feel free to send those comments to the following address. It's businessleaders, that's all one word, business leaders@gartner.com. So again, business leaders@gartner.com, and we'll have that email address posted up on the website as well. So there's what we're planning for our AR Forum agendas, and as well, we will obviously be doing an AR Forum at Fall Symposium as well. So, between now and then, obviously, we'll be soliciting your feedback on what we should be doing at that forum for you as well. Let me switch gears to our Q3 launch of our next version of the AR product. I'm going to tell you what we've been doing so far, what we plan to do over the next couple of months, and how we'd like to have you guys be involved in that. So far, we have done a few product roundtables. We did one last fall at Orlando Symposium with several of you. We were also in London this past January with a group from the IIAR talking about what we want to try and develop for Q3 and starting to gather feedback in what you guys would like to see in a product. I'll let you know in a second what we've heard so far. What we are going to be doing going forward is we will be hosting some product roundtables at both of our spring symposium locations, so both in Vegas and Barcelona. So we'll be reaching out to those of you that will know be at those events if you're going to be there and would like to be considered to be a part of that product roundtable. Please let us know. We'd love to have your feedback. We will also, after we gather all of the product requirements from all of you, as we move forward, we'll be doing a lot of one-on-one interviews. We'll be reaching out to you guys to beta test our product concepts and the look and feel of the new user interface. So if you would like to be involved in that process, please let us know. Now, obviously, it's a large community of people. We can't have, unfortunately, everybody at every product roundtable or every one-on-one, but we do want to gather every piece of feedback that you guys have. So please do use that businessleader@gartner.com address to send us your input on things that are important for you to see in this next version of the product for you. So whether that's the look and feel of the product, the type of content that you guys need from Gartner, any of those things, we want to make sure we capture all that feedback. And we will be consistently reaching back out to you, again, both through the product roundtables and one-on-ones, but to the group as well to let you know where we are in the development of this product, again, focusing on a Q3 launch. To that end, let me tell you guys what we've been hearing so far, so that as you guys think about providing us some input, let me tell you what we've heard so far from some of your peers on some of the requests that have been mentioned the most to us. And this obviously is not an exhaustive list, but want to make sure that we're on the right track for you. So one of the things that we've really heard is that you really want to have better insight into the analyst community, right? So one of the things that comes up are things like improved bios, who's covering what do they actually do. Two, provide an easy way to create a company-specific dashboard for me, right? So let me know what documents are being published about my company, what analysts are publishing, things of that nature. Again, these are requests we're hearing from you. Next, an improved organization of the Gartner content. That's come in many different forms, so we're working on that. It's something we'll need to beta test with you guys. And the last thing we've heard is improved preference settings, allowing you to manipulate better what you want to see in your homepage. So again, that's not an exhaustive list. Obviously, that's pretty top level, but we want to make sure that you guys understand what we're hearing so far. Those are some of the design points that we're building on. One of the things that we really heard a lot is this concept of being able to build, if you will, a dashboard that provides the information that's relevant to each of you individually. So those are the things we're working on, but again, we want to be able to capture any feedback that you guys have on those concepts or other things that you see. So please do look for invitations, either be at our roundtables or our one-on-ones. If you want to be involved in those things, please send a request to that business leader's address. But also, if there's other just thoughts that you have that you want to share with us in email format, please do that through the business leader's address, or obviously you can always contact me directly as well. So from an update perspective, that's what I had today. Not a lot more content for me there. So Celeste, what I would like to do is turn it out to the community, open it up for question and answer, either on these two specific topics or on any other thoughts that are on people's mind out there.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, if you would like to ask a question, press star followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. We'll pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. Once again, that's star 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Anne LaPointe.
Yes, hello, this is Anne LaPointe with Bell Canada. This is not a very nice question, but your first point about analyst bios on your website, we've been complaining about this for the last 2 years. When are you going to change it? You have them. They're all on the symposium and all on the conferences. Why can't you just include them on your website so that it's easier to access?
So we are working right now to get them. In Q3, those updates will be out. So we've heard it. That's one of the things that will be out. We're obviously working internally right now and to get that to get all the data accurate, but that is something that will be coming out, you know, no later than Q3. So fair question, Anne. I know it's a frustration for you and for others, and that is something that will be out no matter what.
All right, thank you.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, that's star 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Molly Siebel.
Hi, just to follow on to Anne's question, are you suggesting that the revised bios will be available only in the analyst relations product per se?
No, we'll have the updates of the bios everywhere, Molly.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that's star 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Chantel Goodvout.
Yes, hi, this is Chantel from CGI.
Hi, Chantel.
You were talking about the different suggestions you got for the AR forum to take place at the symposium.
Yep.
Are you also considering having a cocktail or some sort of interactions with the analysts, with the AR folks following that session?
So to repeat the question, having some of the Gartner analysts in kind of a session later to just do interactive feedback?
Yeah, so I'm thinking, you know, the session per se, I don't know, maybe it's an hour, but after that, just because I know you have, some, you know, some wine and cheese after, but it's usually the crowd that did attend the session, but the analysts are not at that specific networking opportunity. Would you consider inviting them as well?
Absolutely, Chantel. We will do that. We plan on having an hour at the end of, you know, as you said, you know, cocktails and wine and cheese. We will make sure that some analysts are there as well.
Thank you.
And you have no further questions at this time.
Okay. Well, thank you all for joining. I know it was a brief call today. At least did want to give you guys updates on that topic. We'll be posting this replay and some messages about soliciting your feedback for those two topics on the VR site and elsewhere. If there aren't any other questions, you know, we'll end the call here. But as always, please do feel free to contact me directly if there's questions specifically about, you know, VR or the ability to do some quotes. Please go ahead and send those to our vendor relations site. Allison and Jane will make sure that we get those handled. Thank you for your time today. We'll give you some time back in your calendar. I look forward to seeing you guys at the upcoming AR forums, as well as to getting your feedback on our Q3 product launch. Thank you very much.
This concludes today's quarterly analyst relations conference call. You may now disconnect.